Hey, it's Drex from This Week Health Cyber and Risk Community, and I want to invite you to our next webinar. It's going to focus on what else? Defending health data. I'll be chatting with experts from Rubrik and Microsoft. Register right now at thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. That's all one string, R-U-B-R-I-K webinar, thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. See you online soon.
Welcome to This Week Health. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16 hospital system and creator of This Week Health, where we are dedicated to transforming healthcare one connection at a time. Today, we have an interview in action from the 2024 conferences, the spring conferences, Vive in LA, HIMSS in Orlando. Special thanks to our sponsors, Quantum Health, Gordian, Dr. First, CDW, Gozio Health, Artisite, and Zscaler. You can check them out on our website, thisweekhealth.com. Now, on to our interview.
All right, here we are from HIMSS 2024. We're joined by Kevin Clothari with Certify Health and Ray Lowe, CIO Innovator of the Year last night. Did they give you anything?
They gave me a little trophy.
I appreciate that. With Ultimate out of LA area.
Correct.
Fantastic. We're going to talk patient experience and workflow optimization. Kevin, I'd like to start with you. Talk about the problem that Certify is trying to solve in healthcare.
Great question. So I'm fairly new to Certify. I've been here about 10 weeks. Ultimately, the company's helping to streamline the patient intake process. It's a patient experience platform. What we're trying to do is to reduce the number of touch points that the patient has with the front desk staff. We send out scheduling appointments. We try to fill those appointments that a provider may have that are open. And we're trying to capture as much data from that patient as possible before they enter the health facility, they enter the provider's office. So that experience that they have entering the provider's office is as frictionless and streamlined as possible. We can do insurance verification, we can do identity checking and identity verification before they come to the front desk, and then they can be seated and know their place in line before they're ready to be seen by their provider. That's ultimately what we're doing. On the back end of that, we can help them pay their bills, their copays, or any other outstanding invoices they have, and we can also send out surveys and other care plans that might be important for them to be able to maintain and manage their care.
Ray, talk a little bit about how Ultimate is utilizing this.
Yes, in our senior product called PACE, which is a program for all institutional care of the elderly, it's a fully capitated program. And as part of that, we have a fleet of transportation, and we do about 50,000 trips a month in terms of pulling our seniors into our PACE centers. So what we did last year is we're actually looking for how do we create a solution that's friendly for seniors, that we can wrap them in technology, and it wouldn't be invasive. So we looked at, maybe we can use facial recognition because folks with arthritis and others, they may not be able to do other type of biometric screenings. And so we moved forward with Certified, and we actually were able to implement a platform inside of our facilities where they can present visually or with a tap. But then we extended further into our buses and our fleet. So now that our participants can also have their face read and a registration, and it goes into Epic, that it registers up there now coming into our site. It's really working to be pretty seamless. Our seniors are really liking it. We're using it at two of our centers right now. We're looking to go across 14 different centers as we scale the top further, but it's very promising.
So let's start with the patient experience. It's almost obvious from a patient experience standpoint. I don't think anyone likes being handed the clipboard and sit down and put things in. I'm sure that would never happen at one of your facilities. I was horrified when it happened at my facilities when I was still there. I'm like, are we really still doing this? But it's still very prevalent. And so the experience is a lot better for them.
And you're dealing with a very fragile patient population as well. So there's folks are elderly. In PACE, there's criteria for you to be in the program by chronic conditions. And again, a lot of our patients, they're not English speaking either. So with the facial aspect of it, sort of having to translate as well in English and Spanish and having things lost, we can present it both ways. Again, makes it easier for them.
Is this a software solution for the most part?
100% software solution. Ray's talking about one of our feature differentiators, our face check technology. We've had it for about 3 years now. We've perfected it with Ultimate and a few other of our strategic accounts, but the facial recognition allows for essentially a HIPAA-compliant authentication of that patient, no needing to ask for patient ID, other verification technology, touch points with the front desk. And it's just, again, another touch point to streamline that patient intake and that patient experience.
So agnostic to the camera that you're using or device that you're using?
I think we use an iPad behind it, right? But I'll tell you, I mean, you talked about the old paper process. So prior to this, and in some of our current facilities, we actually do, they queue up. We have a welcomer signing them in, giving them a badge and everything like that. But after we're were doing more of a streamlined process, they actually have the authentication, right? Which I think is going to be a really good feature for them.
Talk about the workflow optimization a little bit. All right, so they're coming in, and that in and of itself is an optimization and a process.
Absolutely.
And makes that clinic operate a lot more efficiently. But it doesn't end there. It goes all the way through.
So the key is there's several different modalities. You can do push-button check-in. So when you've arrived at the location, you have a text message that can be sent, and you can just hit a link and it'll check you in automatically. So when you go up, you'll know your number and your place in queue. So you can actually just go sit down, or you can have a separate seconded area for people that have already checked in to make that experience a little bit easier. But you're absolutely right. So through the point of care, clearly the physician is managing the patient, but at the post-visit collection of copays, follow-up surveys, follow-up reviews, follow-up schedule appointment, all of that is done to remove essentially any need for that front desk employee to be able to interact with that patient.
Right.
So there's just a streamlined efficiency across the spectrum for that patient.
And you may not be using all those things, but you fit it into your existing
workflow. Yeah, we're primarily using it for a check-in, but we're going to extend it. So again, in a site, it's interdisciplinary care, and it's a very heavy personal touch for the elder population. Like, they're warm and welcome. And they're going into the gym for PT, or they're going to the medical areas on there, we're looking at expanding it. And I'm also taking more of an RFID approach, where that the care provider will be able to have the patient go through, and we'll actually be able to capture where and when. Because currently right now they're charting afterwards. So we're looking at this as being a great automation tool coming up next year, taking it further.
As a CIO, and given the space that you're serving, you guys are probably heavily focused on automation, heavily focused on any kind of optimization and those kind of things. What are you looking for specifically as you come to a conference like this?
There's so many great products. We're doing a lot of work on value-based care, a lot of data analytics, but I'm also doing a holistic reframing of our patient engagement approach, right? And granted, we look to maximize our Epic instance, but also like what are the right partners that can extend it for.
That's where we come in. We're an extender. That's what we do. We fill in the gaps where Epic may not be able to provide a service. But even when they do provide a service and they have a low utilization, we help our partners figure out ways of driving utilization, driving optimization, driving efficiencies in their workflows to be able to make sure that the experience on the end for their patients is better.
Kevin, Ray, thank you.
Thank you, Bill. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to this Interview in Action episode. If you found value in this, share it with a peer. It's a great chance to discuss and, in some cases, start a mentoring relationship. One way you can support the show is to subscribe and leave us a rating. If you could do that, would be great. And we want to give a big thanks to our partners who make this possible: Quantum Health, Gordian, Dr. First, CDW, Gozio Health, Artisite, and Zscaler. You can learn more about them by visiting thisweekhealth.com/partners. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.